You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time here on RNIB Connect Radio for another vocalised roundup of accessible arts events for blind and partially sighted people. And joining me, as usual, is Jess Beale from Vocalise to share a few upcoming accessible events from their regular email newsletter. Hello, Jess. How are you?
Hey, Toby. Yep, I'm back again and I'm good, thank you. Lovely to be back with you all.
Well, we're going to start with a fly-on-the-wall look at a band in the mid-1970s who are about to blow up with Stereophonic at the Duke of York's Theatre in London.
Yes, we are starting this week in London's West End at the Duke of York's Theatre for Stereophonic for the new play, already described, on Saturday, the 5th of July. It's at 1 o'clock with a touch tour at 11:15 and tickets are from £20. And as you say, we're heading to 1976 to a music studio as one band is on the verge of either breaking through, breaking down or breaking up. An up-and-coming rock band records a new album and find themselves suddenly on the cusp of superstardom. But with drugs, booze and jealousy, the songs come together, but will their relationships fall apart? Be immersed in this fly-on-the-wall intimacy of the agony and ecstasy of the band's creative process. There's original music by Will Butler, formerly of Arcade Fire, and the play lasts for 3 hours and 50 minutes with a 20-minute interval at the Duke of York Theatre in London.
A showcase of work by inclusive dance groups from across Yorkshire and beyond now, with Northern Ballet's Expressions in Leeds.
Yep, we're heading to Leeds to the Stanley and Audrey Burton Theatre for Northern Ballet's Expressions. There's 4 audio-described performances, 2 on Tuesday the 8th of July at 1 o'clock and 7 o'clock, and 2 on Wednesday the 9th of July at 12:30 and 7 o'clock. The matinees last for 60 minutes and there's no interval at those ones, and then for the evening performances, they're 90 minutes as that includes a 15-minute interval. Pay as you can for tickets for Expressions, which has been celebrating inclusive dance for the last 10 years. It brings community groups and companies together to perform on a professional stage. And this year's schedule features many disabled, talented dancers performing a range of diverse styles. It includes the Hull-based artist Jake Gillingham, who'll be performing in all the 4 shows. He's creating a digital-infused piece to a feel-good soundtrack. So well worth going to see Expressions. The audio described will be delivered through the Mobile Connect app, which you can download to a smartphone or tablet to listen to on your own device. But if you're not able to, there will be a limited number of devices available to borrow at the venue. So that's Northern Ballet's Expressions in Leeds. So go and see this inclusive dance work.
A mix of the very best of theatre with the buzz of a thrill ride in Brighton now with Ghost Stories.
Yes, be prepared for a truly terrifying theatrical experience as Ghost Stories is at the Theatre Royal in Brighton on Thursday the 10th of July. The play is at 7:30 and tickets are from £15 as Professor Goodman, a sceptic about the paranormal, sets out to investigate 3 apparent hauntings. They're recounted by a night watchman, a teenage boy and a businessman waiting for his first child. But as his investigations continue, he finds himself on the outer limits of reality and fast running out of explanations. So find out what happens in this truly unique experience in Brighton. If you're brave enough to book tickets for Ghost Stories, go and see it. It lasts for 1 hour and 30 minutes and there's no interval.
A bit of a feel-good musical now with the Ministry of Lesbian Affairs, and this is at the Kiln Theatre in London.
Yep, back in London for the feel-good musical comedy. The Ministry of Lesbian Affairs is going to be on Thursday the 10th of July at London's Kiln Theatre. The show's at 7:30 with a touch tour at 6 o'clock and tickets from £15. As the only lesbian choir in the country tries to win their place on the Pride main stage, they are led by an owl, an older, wiser lesbian. And in the rundown church hall, the choir navigates love, loss, and trying to agree on their song choices. But despite their best intentions, they find that harmony comes at a price. The show is packed with laugh-out-loud moments and lots of lesbian dramas. Well worth going to see this. Don't miss this heartwarming musical comedy at the Kiln Theatre, lasting for 2 hours and 30 minutes, including an interval.
a dramatisation of a period of time in Roald Dahl's life now as Giant transfers from the Royal Court Theatre to the Harold Pinter Theatre in London.
Yep, John Lithgow will be starring again in Giant at the Harold Pinter Theatre on Saturday, the 12th of July at 2:30. Touch Tortoise at 12:30 with tickets from £25. And as you say, this has transferred from the Royal Court. It's a sellout show and now at Harold Pinter Theatre. As the world-famous children's author is under threat, there's a battle of wills in the wake of scandals, and there's one chance to make amends. It's an award-winning play. It won Best New Play at the Olivier Awards, so go and see this one at the Harold Pinter Theatre. It's 2 hours, 20 minutes, and there's an interval in Giant.
We are going to end this week just with an amazing audio-described tour of the Postal Museum in London, where you get the chance to ride on the Mail Rail too.
You do indeed, and one of our regular tours is back at the Postal Museum on Saturday the 19th of July at 2 o'clock. Tickets are £3.50, and that includes a free essential companion ticket. As vocalised describer Di Langford and a curator from the Postal Museum will take you on this audio described tour, which will last about an hour, where you can discover five centuries of communications history. After your tour, there's a chance for refreshments before the exciting immersive experience on Mail Rail, London's hidden underground railway. It's definitely a tour worth going on. As I say, it's one of our regulars and one that many people enjoy over again. So that's at the Postal Museum for our next Audio Described tour.
Jess, if listeners would like to find out more about the items we just chatted about, sign up to that Vocalise email newsletter or just find out a little bit more about Vocalise and other Audio Described events around the country. Where can people go to find out more?
Well, of course, it's all on our website. That's vocalise.co.uk and it's V-O-C-A-L-E-Y-E-S. You can also see our social media. We're on Facebook at Vocalise AD and on Instagram at Vocalise Audio Description. You can also email us on inquiries at vocalise.co.uk. It's always great to hear from you.
Well, Jess, thank you very much indeed for joining me again here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Toby, and look forward to sharing more with you next time around.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.